Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. What you just said is really interesting because we all learn when we talk to fascinating people and interesting people, and we have one such individual with us today. We're going to dip back into the world of coaching. We talk to a lot of different coaches on these broadcasts. And as you know, coaching has become really a very big profession, and there are coaches who can help you in almost every aspect of your life, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your business experience, whether it's, you know, you're having problems in your business and you need someone to help you from the corporate world. Today we're going to talk to a kind of coach, and this is a little new for me. It might be new for you too. We're going to talk to a certified values coach. And I find this really amazing. It's going to be amazing. So let's learn together, okay, about what a certified values coach is. Our guest is Heidi Glunz. She's based out in Albany, Oregon, where it's going to rain today, I'm afraid. But anyway, as Heidi puts it, as a certified values coach, we actually operate on two different sets of values: core values, which are inherent, and acquired values, which are values we absorb from our changing environment. And problems arise when our acquired values dominate our decisions and ultimately our lives. As she points out, when we achieve goals based on our acquired values, we experience a quite set of sense of fulfillment, but it really doesn't last. The next goal always has to be something bigger and better and or more challenging, says Heidi, and where when we're living from our core values, satisfaction builds over time. Heidi happens to be a coach with Science to Well-Being, where she specializes in individual and group coaching designed to create lasting behavioral changes. She helps her clients understand their core values and empowers them to operate from those values in their careers and also in their daily lives. She also trains coaches to help their clients understand their value system through the Values to Well-Being certification program. She says coaching is future-focused. It's all about tomorrow. Once you know your core and acquired values, it's kind of like having a roadmap that shows you all of the potholes along the way. The program requires a lot of work, but the client determines the pace of the program, and they are the ones in the driver's seat. And the key to finding your core values is to reflect on all the times in your life where you felt totally aligned, you're happy, with what, you know, aligned with what you were doing in the moment and the intention behind it. Acquired values tend to show up as judgments or as our shoulds. That's basically what this is all about, and we're going to learn more about it now from our guest, Heidi Glunz. Again, she's based in Albany, Oregon, and she is waiting to educate me and educate you as well on what this is all about. Heidi, welcome. It's a delight to have you with us today. How are you? Nice to have you here.
I am wonderful. Thank you, Doug. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, look, it's a pleasure to have you here. And as I pointed out, I don't think I've ever talked to a certified values coach before. And I don't know if many people have actually heard of a certified values coach. So let me just ask you to start off at the very beginning. Explain to me, from your perspective, the easiest way to explain a certified values coach. What's the simple way? I may have already done it, but you tell me.
Well, I think by their very nature, all coaches sort of delve into the realm of values coaching. When we're talking executive coaches, right? You're talking with your executive client. Their decisions are probably based somewhat around their values, and that usually comes out in the way that they talk. Life coaching, I'm sure we've all taken, you know, the assessments in a life coaching practice where we look at what our values are and we write them down and how do we live in alignment with them. What's really different about our program and what we teach our coaches and what we live in is what you explained earlier. There's two sets of values. There's your core values that are innate to you to quote Lady Gaga, you were born this way. They just come with you as a package.
Right.
Whereas your acquired values, you acquire. You get them over time. They come from your childhood and the experiences that you have growing up, your friends. You can even acquire them in organizations when you work for certain organizations. I have a long career in the nuclear industry, and I can tell you safety is an acquired value I have very much adopted because of that. So they come from different places, and sometimes those acquired values can serve you. Sometimes they can be, sort of synergistic with your core values or similar to your core values. And sometimes those acquired values show up as the shoulds, that little barking chihuahua in the back of your head that is nagging you to do things, even though it doesn't always feel like it's the best decision, but you should do it. I should work harder. I should put more into this because this is what people say is required to have a happy life. And instead of really listening to that sense of yourself deep inside that's saying, no, for you, this is the way to have a happier life.
Okay, I'm beginning to get it. Let me ask you a question. When clients come to you individually, not coaches who are coming to you for additional training, but individuals come to you for coaching, what are they looking for from you? I mean, if you go to an executive coach, you know what you're looking for. You're helping your career, how to be a better executive to people in the office and to lead better. But what brings clients to you individually? How would you answer that?
Clients that come to us specifically for values coaching, I think they're looking for a sense of purpose. They're looking for sort of the same thing that drew me to this program. They've been told live in your values by someone somewhere, or you kind of have this idea in the back of your mind that, well, if I just live in my values, I should be happy. And for some reason, they're not. There's a piece that's missing. So we usually get people that have really wanted to explore this idea of, okay, what's wrong with me, to put it one way, that I can't seem to be happy when I live in my values. And they're looking for something deeper, something to help them figure that out. Like I said, this is very close to my personal experience. I thought I was living in my values basically since I was a teenager. And yet, no matter how hard I worked, how many successes I had in my old career, I could never quite be happy. There was always something more I had to do. There was always, this, like you described earlier, this peak of satisfaction and then sort of this letdown of, well, okay, well, now what? That didn't work. So now what do I do? So I think that's what people really resonate with this program and come to a values coach for is sort of this deeper understanding of, I've tried a lot of things. I've tried to follow my passion. I've tried to live in my values, and it's not really providing the results that I thought it would. So what's next? What can I try now to help me in that situation?
So these then are people who have experienced a good bit of life, I presume, at this point. I mean, they may have had a couple of different careers, but they have not found that satisfaction that they're looking for. I'm interested in your story a little bit. Would you take us through your career path that led you up to doing this? I mean, it sounds pretty interesting. You were involved in the nuclear field, the nuclear energy field. That's very impressive. Talk to me a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. So I decided I was going to be a nuclear engineer when I was in the eighth grade. Had it all figured out very early. Ended up getting a chemical engineering degree and a nuclear engineering master's degree from the University of Utah. And then I went to work for a company that builds aircraft carriers for the nuclear Navy. And I, for all intents and purposes, I had landed my dream job. I was going to design nuclear reactor cores, and it was going to be fabulous. But within really a few weeks, I realized this wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. One, I had come from a university where we did a lot of hands-on, and I was at a desk, and it was not quite my cup of tea to sit in a cubicle all day. So I tried a lot of different things. I went to jobs where I worked more in the field. I worked on different shifts, actually handling radioactive material, all kinds of things. And nothing was really working. I realized that I really wanted to be able to help people, and so I thought going into management and supervision and then ultimately project management would really help me figure out, you know, and be happy in this career I've chosen. But it never quite made the fulfillment that I had really hoped for. But one of the things I did realize that I loved about particularly being a project manager is that I got to come into different organizations, work with different people, different individuals, different supervisors and managers, and really help them figure out how to solve problems, work with them one-on-one and have these conversations. Well, lo and behold, what I was doing was coaching. And I started to figure that out. And luckily, my business partner and my mother, Laurie Kozar, is also a certified coach, and she saw it in me pretty quickly that that's what I was doing and that I was actually pretty good at it. And so she really encouraged me to take up this idea of coaching, both incorporate it into my career and then eventually shift into being a coach as a career as well.
But you could have been a coach, any kind of coach, quite frankly. You could have been a career coach. You could have been an executive coach, right? You are a certified values coach, and that's a different ballgame. How did you settle on this aspect of coaching?
Well, so when I first decided to go through coaching training and get my ICF credential, I was looking for something that was a little bit different, that sort of distinguished me from the crowd. Luckily, Laurie Kozar was friends with and had actually trained Dr. Holzer as a life coach through the UC Davis program, and she was telling me about this program that they had and this premise that Senka had about these core and these acquired values. And I was like, well, that's really interesting. I mean, you know, I 100% know what my core values are. So, you know, that's not going to help me, but I really want to distinguish myself and I really want to, you know, help other people figure this out. So I signed up to take one of the cohorts of this program, and very quickly, I realized I didn't know my core values. In fact, one of the biggest things that came up for me as I went through the training was that one of my supposed core values is security, and I had been operating from that value for a long time, always chasing the next job with the most money, you know, having to do these certain things to be secure. And all of that was acquired, which is why it never really ended up being as fulfilling as I thought it would be. So after having been through this program, I was just hooked. I mean, this is a really valuable concept that needs to get out into the world. And I use this concept in every part of my life now. It comes up for me with clients, obviously. I can be more aware and I can listen for those things where, you know, maybe they are acting from a should, and I can hear the values that are underneath some of the things that they say. But I also use this in all of my relationships. I mean, it's improved my personal relationships, my friendships. It helps me make my life decisions. And really, on a day-to-day basis, I can be more aware about how values and how people work in their values. And so it's really just been an amazing experience for me. And I'm really just really grateful that I've been able to meet all of these wonderful people and get involved in this program that brings such a different way to view how we go about operating in values and in our lives.
That's amazing. Help me out here. Give me some clues on how does one identify their core values. You said you had some problems in the beginning. I'm sure a lot of people might be asking the same question. They may not know what their core values are. Help explain that.
Yeah, you know, it can be a little bit tricky. I mean, like I said, I 100% thought security was one of my top core values. But as I went through the program, I realized it didn't really serve me the way that I thought it had. So if you really want to start figuring this out, the best way to start figuring it out is to ask yourself things like, who can I not help but be? You can even ask other people around you, you know, what is it about yourself that you really can't help, that just comes naturally to you? What is it that makes you you or me me? You can also ask yourself things like, what is different about my really close relationships versus those people that always sort of stay on the periphery? Why do we connect? What is it about them? What is it about me that really starts to spark something in me that we've created this close relationship? Some other things you can think about are, what makes you jump out of bed in the morning? What can you not wait to do? And vice versa, if you're looking for things that might be acquired, what makes you not want to get out of bed in the morning? What makes you pull the covers back over your head?
Okay.
Or what traits do you admire? Who is it that you look up to and why? What is it about those folks that you really stands out to you and inspires you in a different way? Those are good places to start.
And once you understand these, then you tend to think about them more. It's not something you pause and think about a lot, I'm sure. But when you recognize what your core values are, obviously it helps the way you actually live your life, doesn't it? I mean, you have to focus on that at that point. There's no question.
Yeah,
about
I mean, once you sort of understand what's going to bring you long-term satisfaction, you're excited about it. It does take some practice, right? We're creatures of habit, and we get certain neural pathways built up in our brain where we just can't help but do certain behaviors or act certain ways. So it does take some time to shift from using your acquired values into using your core values. But you can start to recognize when you're going down that path. You can see, you know, a lot of coaches will tell you, you can feel it in your body when you know the right decision or when you're making not such a good decision. That tension, that thing that comes up for you that makes you feel uncomfortable is a really good indicator. When you start hearing yourself saying those shoulds, you can program yourself, if you will, to recognize triggers for yourself that sort of indicate maybe you're slipping back into that acquired value system and bring yourself back to those core values. And that's where coaches really come in very handy. They can help you with all of that through your progress.
So what is the science part of science to well-being? Where does that come into play?
I'm really glad you asked that because I don't know if I told you this. I'm a scientist. So that was one of the things that drew me into the program the most, was that this was all based around research and science. So the program was designed by Dr. Sanka Holzer. She's a PhD, and she's also a life coach, certified coach. And she's also right now a professor and a researcher at the Medical University of Graz in Austria. So her day job is that she studies the impacts of stress on the heart and how that impacts our physical well-being long term. And she came over to the United States for a postdoc and really started to realize as she was working at UC Davis that not only do people not fully understand what their values are, that sometimes they're not even willing to be vulnerable to talk about them. So it really got her thinking and digging into the research around self-determination theory and really looking at psychological studies on values and what role they play in our overall sense of well-being, both physically and mentally, because you know, if you're stressed because you're not living in your values, that's going to impact your physical well-being also. So she came up with this theory that we have two sets of values and that sometimes that's why we act contrary to what we say is most important to us. But that was just a theory. So being a researcher and a scientist like myself, she wanted to prove it. So she designed a program to help people uncover these two sets of values, and then she set up a research study to test it and walked 44 people through this concept of core and acquired values, and then with half of those folks, she actually had them go through coaching around how do we start to identify and then live more in our core values. And so her study actually won a first place award at the Coaching and Leadership and Healthcare Conference that was put on by McLean Hospital Institute of Coaching and Harvard Medical School in 2015. And it came up with three findings. The difference in what people say is important versus what really influences their daily interactions, that was true in a lot of our participants also, that it was consistent with the other psychological studies that had been done on this concept. It also found that there was a significant correlation to how people ranked their personal life satisfaction versus how much they focused in their acquired values on a regular basis. And then for the folks that got coached, there was also a significant finding and correlation that as you started to shift and focus more on your core values, these folks were reporting an increase in their personal life satisfaction as well. So it was a really comprehensive study that took several months and measured people's life satisfaction using these concepts over a series of months to be able to see if we could sustain this. So I think it really bears out how important coaching can be in one's life and how you can get long-term, wonderful, fulfilling satisfaction out of living out of your values.
That is very interesting. No kidding. I'm prompted to ask you, how has this training and this education affected your life? How has it changed your life?
Oh, it's changed everything for me. I mean, obviously, it's wonderful to be able to go out there and share this with clients and help build my coaching practice. It really gives me a deeper understanding into my clients. I think I hear things a little bit differently. One of the other really wonderful parts of going through the coach training is and understanding my own values is it helped me recognize biases that I may or may not have been showing up with clients. Anytime judgment starts to come up for you or you start judging certain people's values, that's a good indicator that you might have an acquired value tied to that. And sometimes that's implicit. You don't really recognize it until you have this awareness. So I think from that standpoint, it's grown my business, and it's helped me be a better coach. It's definitely helped me be more confident in my coaching. On a personal level, you know, my husband and I have much deeper conversations now. I look at the way he shows up and the behaviors in a different way, and I've been able to explain to him better why the certain behaviors are important to me, why certain things really rub up against my values and why certain things really encourage my values. And we have these very interesting conversations where we get to know each other on a deeper level. Same with friends and acquaintances, projects that I'll go participate on. I can listen to the team members and start to understand where they're coming from, you know, being aware of what values they might be having in these conversations or what's showing up for them in that way. And you know, I was a part of an interview panel putting together a team for a project I'm working on, and I was able to use it in the interview process. I was able to use a lot of the things that we do to really make sure that we're putting together the team in the right way, that we have the people that are going to thrive in our team, and, you know, setting people free to make sure that they are off to find teams that fit them better as well. So it really shows up for me in just about every way. I really think that values at their core, we make every decision based on our values, whether it's the toothpaste we buy, the people we marry, the career choices we make. And being able to have that awareness, as a coach in particular, really just did a lot to build up my emotional intelligence and really helped me grow in ways I really couldn't have predicted.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. How do you coach this with clients? What does one experience when they come to a coaching session with you? And obviously, because of the pandemic, you've had to do this virtually, I guess, for the last year to year and a half. But normally, you would do it in person. Would that be right? Or you could do it both ways, virtually and in person, right?
Yeah, we've been doing virtual coaching for a long time. In some ways, I actually like coaching over the phone better because you can hear more what's in someone's voice. So it's an interesting paradigm. But what they basically experience is we'll first set them through what we call thought experiments, and we're really just trying to get under the surface, trying to find all the values that make up you, whatever they may be, core, acquired, all of them. We just want to sort of see what's coming up as for values from you. And we ask people to state their values, but then we come at it from different perspectives also. You know, what do other people think your values are? How do you spend your time? We ask a series of questions to be able to really start to uncover some of those things that might not be right there at the surface. And then we explore which of those values are really serving you. We actually have you rank them. You know, we have a little test that you can take and see which ones of these show up in my life as maybe having negative impacts. Where do I start to feel dissatisfaction when I'm operating out of this value? And that helps us determine which values might be core and acquired. And then we have you reflect on where some of these acquired values might have come from, because once you know where they come from, you can be prepared for what might trigger them. And then the last part of the program, we really want you to be able to use this going forward in your life. So we talk about ways that you can still use your acquired values. We truly believe no value is bad. It's really about whether or not it's serving you. So the important part is if this value isn't bringing you satisfaction, then let's reframe that value. Or let's give you a trigger that says, this is when I need to stop. I've used this acquired value too much and I need to dial this back. And really set you up for success to be able to have these tools to identify these things as you move into your life. Because, you know, habits are going to come back. Things are going to crop up. We're going to get busy. This isn't always going to be top of mind, but how do we give you tools and techniques to set you up for long-term success in operating from your core values?
Wow. And do you find that those people that you coach and work with for a while, and I assume this could go on for quite a period of time, that it makes a big difference in their life once they learn what this is all about?
Oh, yeah. We've worked with so many different people that come back, and it's just amazing the changes that they make. You know, they don't even have to be big changes. They're small changes. We had a couple that participated in the study that at their surface had the same value, but when you looked at the definition of that value, it showed up in different ways. And just being able to reconcile them for that changed their marriage. You know, we've changed working relationships. People have gone off and made different decisions about where they should be in life and their career choices and things like that. Not that we encourage you to go quit your job, but it's important to be able to have those choices.
Well, this has been very, very, very interesting indeed. I want to point out there is a website, science2wellbeing.com, and the two is the figure two. Science2wellbeing.com is focused on training coaches in this aspect of coaching, but you have your own personal practice. And in order to get in touch with Heidi, her email is Heidi@science2wellbeing.com. And again, two is the figure two, science2wellbeing.com. So there are two things there, the website and then Heidi's own email, Heidi@science2wellbeing.com. Heidi, we've run out of time. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for educating us on what it is like to be a certified value coach and the benefit of learning what your values really are. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay?
No, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity.
You are very, very welcome. We appreciate it, too, because we've had a chance to learn. That's it. Heidi Glunt. And her website again, Heidi, science2wellbeing.com. At the email, go there. Okay?
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That'll do it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye.